Let's look at our Bibles this evening as something we've already done tonight. Ephesians chapter 5 and Colossians chapter 3. That's where our text will be. I want to encourage you in something that we get to do every time we meet together. Ephesians chapter 5, Colossians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Talks about singing hymns. Talks about some other singing, but singing hymns. And that's what we have here. We have a hymn book here called The Great Hymns of the Faith. See, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Colossians chapter 3 says in verse 16, Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Tonight, we want to talk about this admonition in Ephesians chapter 5 and Colossians chapter 3 to sing, among other things, hymns. To sing hymns. Obviously, the Bible is going to give us the best instruction on singing. And there are many verses, particularly in the Psalms, some in the Old Testament, some in the New Testament, about people singing. Some of the songs are recorded. And the night that Paul and Silas were arrested, unjustly beaten in Philippi and imprisoned, they're feet are fast in the stocks. It's late at night. And what do? They sang praises unto God. It's this singing thing we get to do in church as a congregation. It's not just a way to open the meeting. There's something of great value that takes place. And these two verses talk about that. The Bible, therefore, gives us the best instruction on singing hymns. And when we sing hymns, honestly, according to the Bible, we should sing the right songs and we should sing them the right way. So first of all, we notice in these two passages of Scripture, Ephesians 5:19 and Colossians 3:16, number one, we should sing to the Lord. Notice again in verse 19 of Ephesians chapter 5, singing and making melody in your heart. The last three words of the verse, to the Lord. And then in Colossians 3:16, singing with grace in your hearts, last three words of the verse, to the Lord. We already understand, particularly when you come here on a Wednesday night and you've been busy, it's very easy to take a hymn like Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary, which we sang tonight, and you kind of already know what the hymn says and just sort of like be transitioning from whatever you were doing when you came here to whatever we're doing right now and not really be thinking in terms of singing these words to the Lord as praise to Him. It's more like just, well, Bobby's up here leading or Jeremy's up here leading or I'm up here leading and we're just get that part of the service done, and we'll praise the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? There's a conscious effort that what I am doing from this hymn book is singing a hymn, making melody in my heart to the Lord. When we talk about serving, Ephesians chapter 6 talks about our jobs as employees, we do what we do as to the Lord and not unto men. It changes the whole attitude that you have about what you're doing at work because of who you're doing it for. Another preacher, an associate pastor in a church, called me for counsel the other day. Well, he was going to do a devotion on the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And he wanted to talk to me about fervency in prayer. Just get some thoughts. What do you know about it? So I said, honestly, if you know the person and you are well acquainted with the person for whom you're praying, your prayer is going to be more fervent than if you don't know the person. It's just a name that's been given you by somebody else. If your child is in the hospital, you're going to be fervent in prayer, as an example. And we talked about those kinds of things. But as we went through our ideas on what makes prayer fervent in that verse, we concluded with this. As you become more experienced in prayer, fervency is derived not so much about for whom, you're praying, as much as to whom you're praying. You understand? The more acquainted you get with God in prayer, the more fervent the prayer. Now it doesn't really make a difference what name is on the list. It's the person you're talking to. So singing has that same effect. We sing and make melody to the Lord. And that adds a dimension of praise to our singing, because now we are very conscious that the words on the page are directed to somebody and it not just thinking about what we did before we got here. If you sing a song like Amazing Grace, you could actually be thinking about a grocery list and singing the words to that song at the same time. Because you're familiar with the words. Not when you're singing to the Lord. Second thing that we learn from here in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19 and Colossians 3:16 is this. When we sing, not only should we sing to the Lord, but we should sing from our hearts. We should sing from our hearts. You know, he says here again in Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. In your heart. And the same is true in Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. You know, so you hear people talk about this when it comes to sports or studying and anything you do. Put your heart into it. Put your heart into it. That phrase, put your heart into it, indicates that you're being more zealous, you're being more involved, you're being more, I think the word today or the phrase today is in the moment, right? Because you are mentally and emotionally, heartily present in that time to sing. Put your heart in it. The words in these hymns should really mean something, and I know they do to us. The more that the song is in your heart, the more likely it is that the song will come from your heart. Sometimes, they didn't have anything called ADD when I was a kid. You were just bad. But now that I'm a big kid, Irene, I'm a big kid. Now that I'm a big kid, I think I detect in myself some of this ADD. You know, sometimes it's a disadvantage for me to be actually looking at the words on the page and singing the hymn. If I don't look at the words because I know them and I'm singing with you or following Bobby as he leads, it's amazing how much more my mind is connected to what's coming out of my mouth. Some of you are nodding. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And so, whatever it takes to get that in our hearts, it seems that memory is part of it. And this is the cool thing about memory. As we get older, our memories are going to be challenged. They used to tell me when I was young, memorize scripture, because when you get older, it's going to be hard to remember it. Guess what? I'm a bigger kid now. It's a little bit harder to remember, right, Doyle? It's a little bit harder to remember. But when we'd go to the nursing home, it was amazing. I'd go there every other week. Tony goes there now, but I'd go there every other week, particularly when Lois was alive. Go there every other week. And they'd see me, and some of the ladies would say, "Now, who are you?" Well, I was there just 2 weeks ago. Well, I'm the preacher.
Where do you preach?
Bible Believers Baptist Church.
Where's that?
I said, well, it's here in town. Well, that's wonderful. Open any hymn that they wanted to sing. In My Heart There Rings a Melody was one of the favorites. Higher Ground, one of the favorites. I'm telling you, every single word they could sing. Why? It was in the heart. It meant something to them. So we should sing unto the Lord, and we should sing from the hearts, according to these verses. And then in Ephesians 5:19 and Colossians 3:16, we notice something else. We should sing hymns, listen, that speak to us. That speak to us. He said, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So the song, the hymn should have something to say. And we should be listening to what it has to say. Colossians 3 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Those songs should teach us something. You know, I love specials that have a message. One day I was in a restaurant. I don't remember which one. I was in a restaurant. And you know how you got the music on, background stuff going on. And the person I was having lunch with said, do you hear that? I said, yeah, I hear it. I can't tell what it is, but I hear it. Well, that's Christian music. I said, that's Christian music. That sounds just like that out there in the world. I don't recognize, oh, yeah, those are Christian lyrics. I can't understand a thing they're saying. Because they're being sung like the world sings now, and I can't understand what they're singing. It's funny to me when I'm somewhere and somebody starts singing along with a song that's coming over a public address system. I'm like, I hear you, and I still don't hear what you're saying. All right? The nice thing about hymns is the words are very distinct. One of the ladies at the nursing home said that her husband used to comment after going to church that he got more out of the singing than he did out of the message. I've heard preaching like that before. But the songs should speak to our understanding. And that's not carnal because they speak to your spirit, not to your foot. They speak to your spirit. And you can understand them because you can understand the words. Let me just give you a couple of examples here real quick of what I'm saying. Jesus, what a friend for sinners. Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends may fail me. Foes assail me. He, my Savior, makes me whole. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah, what a friend. Saving, helping, keeping, loving. He is with me to the end. Do you understand that? Does that not speak to you? Jesus, what a strength in weakness. Let me hide myself in Him. Tempted, tried, and sometimes failing. He, my strength, my victory wins. Jesus, what a help in sorrow. While the billows o'er me roll. Even when my heart is breaking, He, my comfort, helps my soul. Jesus, what a guide and keeper. While the tip is still as high, storms about me, night o'ertakes me, He, my pilot, hears my cry. And then the invitation. Jesus, I do now receive Him. More than all in Him I find. He hath granted me forgiveness. I am His, and He is mine. What a song. What a beautiful song. And, you know, the other ones like Almost Persuaded, what a great invitation hymn. There are people that come to church, leave not saved. Those hymns, not only should we be singing from the heart and singing to the Lord, we ought to be paying attention to what they're saying because they're going to come back to help you at times when you need them for their comfort, for their solace. I can remember one time just going through a struggle. And it was simply a battle between the spirit and the flesh in my life. We all have had those, and this was just one of those episodes of a serious tug of war. And the refrain from Christ liveth in me came. Christ liveth in me. And man, when I sang that refrain, which I'm going to spare you now, when I sang that refrain, I am telling you there was the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ in that hymn I just spoke that just swept over my being, a filling of the Spirit of God, and the struggle had ended. The Spirit won once again. All from Him. Tremendous. Let Him speak to you. Let Him speak to you. And then finally, we should sing hymns that impart the words of God to us. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Hymns will do that. Hymns that are biblical will do that. Now, not all of the hymns that are in our hymn book are doctrinally sound for one reason or another. If you read the words to the hymn number 16, "The Lord is King," the problem with that is He's King, but He's not King right now. Not like He's going to be when He rules on the earth. The battle hymn of the Republic has its fulfillment in Revelation 14. It doesn't have its fulfillment now, for instance. And there are other hymns like that. Like, "Here Comes Santa Claus." That's... but there are some of your hymns in here that are so doctrinally sound, they preach. Let me give you an example. They are like right out of the Bible. "A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, He amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not His equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing, were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Dost ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is He. Lord Sabaoth His name, from age to age the same, and He must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed His truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, His doom is sure. One little word shall fell Him. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours, through Him who with us abideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also, the body they may kill, God's truth abideth still, His kingdom is forever." And I've got other hymns here I could read for you, but that's, you're just, somebody just took the Bible and put it into tune and wrote a hymn called "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." And I'm telling you, you talk about speaking to you. If you felt downtrodden by the world or attacks from the devil, and you sing a hymn like that, you realize, He's a defeated foe. Our God is the mighty fortress. So sing hymns. People are like, "Why do y'all still sing the hymns?" Because we were told to. It's right there in the Bible. Sing to the Lord. Sing from our hearts. Sing hymns that speak to us. Pay attention to the words. Sing hymns that impart the words of God to us. That's why we stick with this. Father, thank You tonight for encouraging us about this great opportunity we have each time we meet to sing hymns. Help us to do so the way You've instructed, for we ask You to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.